This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 11th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, raising the minimum wage in Arkansas. One group thinks it has enough signatures to get this issue on the ballot this fall. Plus, we have a report on regional accents.
And we learned three things you should know about CPR. Monster trucks prepare to roll into Fort Smith and more.
But first, yesterday's runoff election resulted in a big win for Leslie Rutledge, the Little Rock attorney who secured the GOP nomination for Arkansas Attorney General. Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics says there are two big takeaways from yesterday's election.
Leslie Rutledge defeated David Sterling by an overwhelming margin, about 59% to 41%. I think two things were really at play. Number one, there was a lot of outside money spent in this campaign that was attacking Leslie Rutledge, and that seemed to backfire. I heard a lot of that anecdotally. I think that the numbers kind of support that there was definitely a backlash from some of that anti-Rutledge advertising. The other thing is that ground games typically win runoff elections, and that is, how well do you know who your supporters are, and can you get them to come back out to the polls for you in a runoff election? Leslie Rutledge clearly did that. In the 15 most populous counties in terms of voter turnout in this runoff election, she won 13 of those 15 counties. That's a sign of an excellent ground game.
Rutledge will face Democrat Nate Steele and Libertarian Aaron Cash in November's general election. But aside from the candidates being set in this year's attorney general race, Roby says another takeaway from yesterday's election is centered around the Arkansas private option.
Representative John Burris was running for an open state Senate seat up in north central Arkansas. He's one of the chief architects of the private option. He was defeated by Scott Flippo, who opposes the private option. So now you have another vote in the Arkansas State Senate that is opposing private option funding that is going to raise the threshold of difficulty for supporters of the private option to be able to renew that funding come next January.
Earlier this year, funding for the private option passed the Arkansas House by a 76-24 margin, and the Senate passed funding for the program at 27-8 with not a single vote to spare.
State lawmakers are mulling over whether to allow K-12 public schools access to the state-owned internet infrastructure. The Arkansas Research Education Optical Network, or ARON, delivers high-speed internet to most state colleges as well as several hospitals. But extending service to public schools is not allowed under the law authorizing the network. After a legislative hearing earlier this week, Committee Chair Senator Johnny Key said the decision isn't about providing free internet. It's about providing an alternative to private internet providers.
If you're happy with the service that you're getting and you have a provider that's giving it to you at a quality and cost, no one is ever saying they'd take that away. I understand the providers are concerned with a notion of getting into the private business, but we're talking about a public school. Okay, so the other side says, well, public school, we use public tax dollars for that. You're trying to hook up a public entity, a public-owned network.
A committee formed by the Arkansas Department of Education and chaired by Axiom Vice President Jerry Jones says ARON has a vastly superior bandwidth capacity through a research-only network called Internet 2. Jones says by leasing privately owned connection links to link to ARON, costs would be driven down, especially in underserved rural areas.
The fiber is there. The cost that is being charged to some of the school districts is higher than what we think could be paid otherwise.
Several legislators and an industry association for rural telecom companies argued allowing public schools to use ARON would be unfair competition for private companies. If the option to use ARON does become available through a change in the law, it would be up to school districts to allocate funds for access.
The summer meals program at Fort Smith Public Schools started this week. Lunch is being served at Ballman, Barling, Carnell, Howard, and Trustee Elementary Schools. And lunch and breakfast are being served at Morrison, Pike, Spradling, Sunnymead, and Tills Elementary Schools. Tim Regan, the school district's nutrition education coordinator, says the district serves free breakfast during the summer because it serves breakfast during the school year.
So if there's a demand for breakfast in the community, we try to fulfill that demand. But, you know, breakfast continues to be one of the most important meals of the day, even in the summertime. So at some of our higher volume schools, we put a staff in place to offer breakfast to the community.
Regan says the nutritional content of the summer meals is the same as meals served during the school year.
Fruits and vegetables will be served at each lunch. Meals will be rich in whole grains. Total calories will be limited to the USDA maximums. So there'll be no compromise between what we serve to our students during the regular school year and what we're serving to all children during the summer.
Like summer meals programs at other area school districts, children 18 years old and younger can eat for free, and funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture supports the program.
The Southern Baptist Convention of Churches has a new president today, and he's from the area. Ronnie Floyd, who has been pastor of Cross Church for 27 years, was elected to the top post of the Southern Baptist Convention in a vote held yesterday in Baltimore. Floyd received nearly 52% of the 3,553 votes cast, topping fellow nominees Dennis Kim, a pastor from Maryland, and Jared Moore, a pastor from Kentucky. Floyd succeeds New Orleans pastor Fred Luter in leading the Southern Baptist Convention.
As the filing period nears for this year's municipal races in the area, one more has announced intentions to run for Fayetteville City Council. Ward 2 Position 1 Alderman Mark Kenyon announced yesterday that he intends to run for re-election for his seat on the council.
The University of Arkansas men's and women's track teams are in Eugene, Oregon today to open the NCAA championship meet at Hayward Field. The men enter as the fourth-ranked team in the country, and the women begin the meet ranked seventh in the nation. The meet continues through Saturday.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals winning streak is over at 3. Last night, the Travelers beat the Nats 3-2 in North Little Rock. The Naturals play tonight in Springfield.
Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with overnight lows from 58 in Northwest Arkansas to 64 in the Arkansas River Valley. There's an 80% chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, highs from 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow evening, lows from 59 to 63.